Good evening and welcome. It's wonderful to have you here this evening as we celebrate together the birth of Christ. The angel said to the shepherds, "Behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." Will you stand as we rejoice in this good news and sing together, "O come, all ye faithful." Please have a seat. And will you join me in a responsive reading? "O come, let us adore him."
Christ the Lord.
In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God.
He existed in the beginning with God.
God created everything through him, and nothing was created except through him.
The Word gave life to everything that was created, and his life brought life to everyone.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him.
But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God.
So the Word became human and made his home among us.
He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of
In this, the love of God was made manifest among us.
That God sent his only Son into the world, so that we might live through him.
O come, let us adore him.
Christ the Lord.
Will you join me in prayer? Loving God, we come together this evening to hear again the familiar story and to sing those beautiful carols. But as we do so, I pray that even in that familiarity, we would get a fresh glimpse of your love and sacrifice for us. Lord, through this celebration, would you break through, opening our eyes afresh to what this story really means, and come to offer our thanks and our worship for what you have done. Light of the world, shine in us, and may our hearts be attuned to your presence. This evening, may we sing with the angels, seek you like the shepherds, trust you like Mary and Joseph, and follow you like the wise men. In your precious name, Jesus, amen. For as long as Mary could remember, she had heard her people crying out for rescue from Roman oppression. Someday the Lord would send the Deliverer, the one promised after Adam and Eve's fall from grace, the one who would make all things right, all things new. Torn by the turbulent world around her, Mary cried out for a Savior. Oh Lord, when will you send us a Deliverer? Rescue us from our oppressors. My soul longs for you. Make me a woman after your own heart. Create in me a clean heart. And renew a right spirit within me. A strange tingling sensation spread over her skin. Her hair prickled as she raised her head and saw a man standing before her. Heart thumping with terror, she stared at him, for she had never seen anyone like him before. "Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you." Trembling, she sat still and silent, wondering at his words. She shut her eyes tightly and then opened them again. He was still standing there, looking down at her with kind patience. What did this greeting mean? Were not all God's chosen people favored? And why did he say the Lord was with her? Was he the Lord? Fear filled her, and she closed her eyes again, for surely anyone who looked upon the Lord would die. "Don't be frightened, Mary, for God has decided to bless you." The stranger drew closer, his head inclined toward her. "You will become pregnant and have a son, and you are to name him Jesus." Jesus. The name meant the Lord saves. The angel was still speaking. "He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary swallowed, her mind whirling with the implications of his words. He was telling her she would bear the Messiah. As soon as the words were uttered, she felt attacked by a chorus of dark voices. Why would the Lord choose anyone so low? The Messiah will not come from some Nazarene peasant girl. That one so unworthy should dare imagine she could be the Messiah? Bear the Messiah? Ignore this madman. Look away from him. Reject what he says. Close your eyes. Say nothing. Yet another voice, a quiet voice, a voice her heart recognized. "What is your answer, Mary?" She stood, tilting her head as she looked up at the angel. "But how can I have a baby? I'm a virgin." The angel smiled tenderly. "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby born to you will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she's already in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." Mary drew in her breath with a smile and clasped her hands. Oh, she knew how Elizabeth had always longed for a child. Nothing was impossible with God. The news made Mary's faith leap. She wanted to race to Elizabeth and see the miracle for herself. But the angel stood in front of her, silent, waiting for her answer. If she said yes, she would become the mother of the long-awaited Messiah. Why the Lord had chosen her to be part of his plan, she couldn't even guess. She was uneducated, poor, and lived in an obscure village that most Jews disdained. Yet she also knew from listening to scripture reading in the synagogue that God often used the most unlikely and unworthy to fulfill his purposes. It didn't matter who she was. God would accomplish his purposes in his way. The angel of the Lord was asking her to be part of God's plan, and everything within her heart and soul cried out a joyous yes. Gathering her courage, Mary looked up. "I am the Lord's servant, and I'm willing to accept whatever he wants. May everything you have said come true." As soon as she made her decision, the angel was gone. She uttered a soft gasp of dismay. She would have thought she imagined the entire episode had not the air still trembled around her. Shaken, she clutched her hands against her chest until she remembered the angel of the Lord had said not to be afraid. Letting out her breath softly, she knelt and lifted her face to heaven. She lifted her hands. "Lord, your will be done." Her skin tingled strangely as she saw a cloud coming down. She placed her hands over her heart as she was overshadowed. Closing her eyes, she breathed in the scent of spring flowers, earth, and the heavens. Her skin warmed as her body was flooded with sensation. She drew in her breath and held it. For one brief space in time, nothing moved. No sound was heard as all creation paused. Within the womb of a poor peasant girl from an obscure village in Galilee, God the Son became one with the seed of Adam. Each day proved more difficult for Mary as her time approached. Every time Joseph saw her bend over, fear gripped him. She said little, but he saw her lips move as she prayed as hard as he that they would reach Bethlehem soon and find rest and shelter before the baby came. When they arrived in Jerusalem, the paved streets were crowded. Joseph pulled at the donkey's reins while a group of Roman soldiers watched them pass. Above them were the Roman fortress named for Mark Antony and the temple, with its eaves and pinnacles covered with gold. Cupping Mary's hand, Joseph kissed her palm. "The ways of God are beyond my understanding, for I would have thought the Messiah would be born in the city of Zion, in the Holy of Holies." It was dusk when they finally arrived in Bethlehem. Normally a small town inhabited mostly by shepherds and farmers, it now teemed with members of David's tribe, come home for the Roman census. It was easy to find the line for registering, and he stood with Mary, leaning against the donkey, until it came his turn to give his name and the number of his household. Joseph, the tribe of Judah, and my wife, Mary. The Roman raised his head enough to see Mary's condition. He added one check in the column for children, the better for gaining more taxes. Next, he said impatiently, dismissing them without a glance. Oh, Joseph, Mary groaned, her hands spreading over her swollen belly as she bent forward. I'll find us a place. He put his arm around her and set her upon the donkey again. But each step increased the pain he could see in her eyes. He stopped half a dozen times only to hear the same response from each innkeeper. There's no room here. Now, move along. Joseph, Mary gasped, bending over again. Oh, Joseph. He'd never seen a look of panic in her eyes before, and it shook him deeply. Her fingers clutched the donkey's mane, trying to keep herself from falling. Joseph quickly lifted her from the animal and carefully set her down against the wall of the last inn. He pounded on the door. Please, he said as a man opened the door, please, can you make room for us? My wife has reached her time. The man peered past Joseph and grimaced as he saw Mary. There's no room for you here. Go away. Have mercy. Joseph grabbed the edge of the door before it was closed. Please, I beg you. Beg all you want, the man growled, but I won't change anything. Shaking, Joseph turned to Mary. Her eyes grew huge. Oh, her voice was taut with pain, her arms around her belly. He knelt down quickly and gripped her arms. Hold on. Oh, Mary, hold on. The pain eased, and she looked at him with tear-washed, frightened eyes. He will come soon. No matter where we are. Oh, Lord, help us. Joseph looped the donkey's reins into his belt and lifted Mary in his arms. Lord, Lord, show me where to go. The Lord will help us, Mary, he said as he carried her. He will help us. He fought back the doubts attacking him. Mary groaned and her body tensed in his arms. Fear filled him as he looked around, frantically searching for help. An older woman sat leaning against a wall, a worn blanket wrapped snugly around her. Try the caves down there, she said, pointing. The shepherds keep their flocks there in the winter, but they'll be out in the hills now. Oh, may the Lord bless you. Joseph carried Mary down the hill and across a flat stretch. He saw the mouth of a small cave above him and headed for it. He wrinkled his nose as he entered the dark recesses, for the air was dank and fetid from the odors of dung and smoke. The donkey followed him into the cave and headed straight for the manger near the back. Mary tensed in his arms again and cried out. Fear washed over Joseph as he looked at the filthy floor of the cave. Is this the place where the Messiah will be born? Tears filled his eyes. Here, Lord? He's coming, Mary said. Oh, Joseph, Jesus is coming. Within a few minutes, he had a small fire going in the pit near the center of the cave. Above it, the ceiling was blackened by years of soot, the floor caked with the packed dung of hundreds of animals who had been sheltered here over the years. I'm sorry, Mary. He knelt beside her, tears running down his cheeks into his beard. I'm sorry I couldn't find a better place for him to be born. She took his hand and pressed it against her cheek. God brought us here. Her fingers tightened as she began to pant and groan. He felt her pain as though it were his own. For the first time in his life, Joseph wished he was other than a carpenter who knew nothing of these matters. He begged God for wisdom, for help, for Mary's intense pain to be over, and for the child to be safely delivered. Tell me what I can do to help you. Nothing. Her grip eased on his hand, but she smiled through her pain. Haven't women been going through this since the Garden of Eden? She closed her eyes as another contraction came rolling over the first, her fingers tightening painfully around his. When the pain passed, she panted heavily. My mother gave me a small bag of salt, a piece of sharp slate, some yarn, and strips of cloth. They're in the pack. He found them for her. I'll need water, Joseph. There's fresh water in the cask. I'll fill the skin. Place it beside me and then go outside. But Mary, she was only 14, a mere child herself. How could she manage on her own? She spoke with authority. Go, Joseph. I know what to do. Mother gave me instructions before we left Nazareth. And surely the Lord will guide me in this, as he has guided us in everything thus far. Go now. She clenched her teeth, her shoulders rising from the ground. Go. Joseph went outside. Too tense to sit, he paced, praying under his breath. He sensed forces gathering around him as though invisible beings had come to witness this event. Joseph fell to his knees and raised his hands to the heavens, and he prayed fervently. You are the Lord our God, the maker of heavens and earth. Protect Mary and your son. And he stretched out his arms as though to take the full force of whatever would come against them. The cold wind stopped and the air around him grew warm again. His heart slowed as he heard the sound of wings. Scripture flooded his mind. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. I am with you. Mary uttered a last fierce cry as the Son of God, bathed in water and blood, slid from her body. Sagging to her knees, Mary lifted him, welcoming him into the world with soft, joyous tears. He cried in the cold night air, and Mary worked quickly, using the yarn to tie off the cord before cutting it. She gazed at her son in adoration as she washed his slick, squiggling body with water and rubbed the salt over his skin to prevent infection. She was surprised that he looked like any other baby. There was no hint of Shekinah glory or of the majesty of his Almighty Father. 10 fingers, 10 toes, a thatch of black hair, skinny little legs and arms, and the wizened face of a newborn who had dwelt in water for 9 long months. She laughed as she wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and held him again, kissing his face and cradling him tenderly in her arms. Jesus, she whispered, my precious Jesus. She was filled with emotion. She held in her arms the hope of Israel, the anointed one of God, Son of Man, God the Son of God. Closing her eyes, she breathed a prayer. Help me be his mother, Lord. Oh, help me. When all was accomplished, as her mother had said, Mary rose on trembling legs. Joseph, she called softly, come and see him. Joseph entered the cave immediately, his face pale and sweating as though he had been the one in travail and not her. She laughed softly in joy as she looked down at Jesus sleeping in her arms. Isn't he beautiful? Never had she felt such love for any human being. She felt she would burst with it. She looked around for a warm, safe bed. There was only the manger. Add more straw, Joseph, and he'll be warm. As Joseph prepared the manger, Mary kissed her baby's face, knowing that one day this baby would grow up and hold the destiny of Israel in his hands. We wanted to take an offering up this evening and wanted to provide an opportunity to reach out to those supporting refugees. Such a big issue these days. Journey Home Community is a ministry that enables or helps with refugees. They meet new families, they provide settlement assistance, and they build relationship with these refugees. Next door here to Olivet, we have 2 welcome houses that are run by Journey Home Community. And while the focus lately certainly has been on Syrian refugees, Journey Home Community is actually reaching some of the 1,000 refugee claimants who continue to arrive annually over and above those expected Syrians. So the offering this evening is to go to help them, to help them reach their capacity to fulfill this need. And we would ask that if you do like to make out a check, that you would make it out to Journey Home Community instead of Olivet Baptist Church. So will you pray with me? Lord, there are so many needs within the world today, and it truly can be overwhelming to know how to respond. And I thank you for the work of Journey Home Community and how they are making a difference in the lives that are those that are coming to our country. I pray that you would encourage and you would strengthen them in all that they do, and that this offering this evening would just be a part of helping them do their work. We thank you, Jesus, in your precious name. Amen. Joseph rose and went to stand by the manger. His heart beating fast, he stared down at the child, gazing on the face of the one who would save his people. Jesus, he whispered. Jesus. He touched the velvet soft skin of the infant's face and brushed the tiny palm. When the baby's fingers closed around his finger, his heart raced even faster. Never had he felt such encompassing joy and spreading terror. Am I to be his earthly father? Lord, a simple carpenter? Surely your son deserves better than I. Joseph looked around at the dark walls of the shepherd's cave, and tears filled his eyes. Filled with shame, he looked down and swallowed hard. Oh, forgive me. This child deserved to be born in a palace. Tears streamed down his cheeks. The baby's eyes opened and looked up at him. Joseph's shame melted away as love filled him. Leaning down, he kissed the tiny hand that gripped his finger, and everything in him opened to the will of God. When a footfall sounded behind him, Joseph turned sharply, placing himself firmly in front of the manger. An old shepherd stood at the entrance of the cave, a younger man just behind him. They peered in with expressions rapt and curious. Is the child here? The older man stepped inside the cave. The child of whom the angels spoke? The angels? Joseph saw the other shepherds behind these two, and beyond them a flock of sheep in the grassland below the hillside cave. An angel of the Lord appeared among us, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded us, the shepherd said. As others crowded the entrance, we were terrified, but the angel said to not be afraid. Another said, he told us, I bring you good news of great joy for everyone. Another pressed forward, the Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born tonight in Bethlehem, the city of David. The older shepherd looked from Joseph to Mary asleep in the hay, and then to the manger at the back of the cave. His eyes glowed with hope. And this is how you will recognize him. You will find a baby lying in a manger, wrapped snugly in strips of cloth. Tears streaming down his face, Joseph turned and lifted Jesus from the manger. His name is Jesus. At the sound of Jesus' name, the shepherds fell to their knees, their faces aglow in the firelight. Mary awakened. Startled at the gathering of strangers, she pushed herself up. Joseph came to her and hunkered down with Jesus in his arms. The Lord has announced Jesus' birth, Mary. He explained how the shepherds had come to find them. The Lord has come, Joseph said quietly. The old shepherd closed his eyes, tears blending into his beard. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Mary awakened in the wee hours of the morning at Jesus' cry. She drew him close and nursed him, marveling at what God had done. The night was still and silent as she cuddled Jesus close. She could see light streaming into the entrance of the cave and wondered at it. Was it her imagination that one star shone more brightly than all the others? It was like a shaft of light breaking through the floor of heaven and shining down on the city of David. Had not the prophet Joel said that the Lord would display wonders in the sky and on the earth when the Savior came? Lord Most High, Creator of all people, you who are holy, I love you. There is no other like you in all the universe. She closed her eyes, her heart filled with confident hope. You have made me the vessel for your son. Your kingdom will come. Through him you will reign upon the earth as you do in heaven. She looked up again. Blessed be the name of the Lord, and blessed be the name of your son, Jesus. The cool night breeze passed her. Though chilled, she remained at the cave entrance a moment longer, thinking about the day the angel of the Lord had come to her with the announcement that she would bear God's son. She thought of Joseph's dream and the acceptance of her and the miracle child she carried. She thought about the shepherds who had received the news of the Messiah's birth from the angels. And the more she thought about the things that had happened, the more she realized her mind could not fathom all that the Lord had planned and would accomplish through her son. Her gaze drifted over the landscape. She looked up at Herod's palace on the mount overlooking Bethlehem. Up there dwelt an earthly king, so jealous of his power that he had murdered his wife and two of his sons. Shuddering, she stared at the lighted window of the great castle. They seemed to stare down at her. Weariness swept over her, and she turned away from the mouth of the cave. Yawning, she returned to the bed Joseph had made. Outside, God's sentinels stood guard against the one who would destroy the child. Finding no way to enter into the humble sanctum, Satan turned away in a cold blast of fury. I will find another way to kill the one who threatens my domain. His minions came to report that men were traveling from the ends of the earth to see the king, the new star, announced. I will draw them off the track to Herod, for then my will shall be accomplished on earth. Dark laughter echoed in the night while Mary and Joseph slept. Only Jesus awakened and heard. Will you join us me in prayer? Jesus, we come in amazement and wonder that you would come to earth for us. And even though we focused on your birth this evening, we also realize that what coming cost you, that you died for us, saving us so that we might have life in you. Lord, may we not lose sight of who you are and what you have done. We come to you this Christmas in our need, acknowledging that we often don't even admit to ourselves our need. It's hard to celebrate life when faced with the uncertainty of the present, when faced with loss, when hope seems covered by despair. Help us this day to know you and find you in the whole of life, in the pain and in the joy. Bring life and light to our darkness. And I'm reminded, Lord, of the carol, How Great Our Joy, where it says, this gift of God will cherish well, that ever joy our hearts shall fill. May we this Christmas and always cherish well this gift. This gift of your life come to earth for us. And may we welcome you into our homes and into our lives this Christmas, discovering you this day and in the days to come. In your precious and holy name we pray. Amen. May the carols that we have sung help us and others to sing even in the midst of difficulty. May the candles that we have lit remind us that Jesus came so that no one would have to live in darkness. And may the stories that we have told this Christmas be good news of great joy to us and to all people, on our lips and on our lives. Receive him into your heart this Christmas and look forward in hope, for he has come and he will come again. The blessing of God, the love of Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all, always. Amen. Let's sing together, Joy to the World. Merry Christmas!